The Blizzard by Joyce L. Cooper. As told to me by my great-grandma Maria Whiting. In the late 1800s, Edwin and Maria Whiting were called to settle in St. John's, Arizona. They lived on a farm a few miles out of town called The Meadows. When it was announced that an apostle of the Lord was coming from Salt Lake City to speak in state conference, excitement and anticipation spread throughout the area. The nearest railroad station was in the Holbrook, 60 miles away. That meant that the general authority had to travel from the train station to St. John's either by wagon, carriage or horseback and spend the night somewhere on the open prairie, before riding the last 30 miles into St. John's. Grandma said she spent the week making sure that everything would be ready for the trip into town on that Sabbath day. Everyone's Sunday best was checked and rechecked. There was cooking and baking to be done, for the family always took a picnic lunch to eat between sessions. There wasn't time enough to make the trip home and back before the second session. On the Saturday night, before conference, a blizzard hit the area. A blizzard, Grandma said, that you've never seen the likes before. By morning, everything was white. You couldn't tell where the ground left off and the sky began, and it was still snowing and blowing. Maria worried, "Edwin, there's no way we can take the children out in this storm. Our team will never make it." Edwin replied, "Maria, a servant of the Lord has come clear from Salt Lake City to speak to us, and the least we can do is go and listen to him." So they heated rocks on the wood stove and wrapped them in rags. Edwin hitched up the team to the wagon and bundled the children up in heavy quilts, each with a hot rock at their feet, and headed towards St. John's. The snow was deep and the team had to lunge through the deep snow drifts. With snow still falling, they made it to the church. To their surprise, there were only a handful of members in the chapel. Even most of the townspeople had stayed home rather than brave the storm. As the apostle stood up to speak, he looked over the tiny audience and for a few moments was silent. Putting his hands on the pulpit, he spoke with a forceful voice, "My dear brothers and sisters, because of your determination and commitment to brave the storm and come hear a servant of the Lord speak to you, the Lord has let me know that if you will bow your heads and make a righteous wish, he will grant you that wish." They bowed their heads and each made a righteous wish, never telling the other what they had wished for until many years later when they had grown old. To their amazement, they had both wished for the very same thing, that their children and their posterity would always remain close and that they have,